I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. This episode is very unconventional. But before we get into it, I have to remind you guys that my new devotional is out. It's called Business Meetings with God. It's a 90-day devotional for faith-based entrepreneurs. I created this because I wanted to create a tool, something practical, a guide that you can use when, as you're establishing God as the CEO of your business. We're also going to do a challenge. I'm really excited about this because I want us to do this together, and I want to hold you accountable to seeing things through. So the number is in the show notes. I'm not even going to say it because I know y'all are probably doing 50 million things. Check the show notes for the phone number and text BLESS. Text me, BLESS. Lock me in to your phones and text BLESS. Then you will get sent a discount code to where you get 20% off the devotional, as well as access to our challenge and the amazing things that we have happening. The challenge is from August 2nd through the 11th. So it's a couple of weeks away. And every day you're going to get a video from me. We're going to do a group prayer call. You're going to have a session with Kavaya, a Q&A session on business with me. And honestly, probably more than that, but we'll see, just as the Holy Spirit guides us. But I want us to go through this together because I want you to get accustomed to having these business meetings with God. So that's available now for pre-order. Again, you can go to blessedandbossedup.com/devotional. And then make sure you text me at the number in the show notes, blessed, to get 20% off your pre-order. Okay, so check this out. The other day, right now I'm recording this on a Thursday. The other day I don't even know what I was doing. Working, probably. And God really just pulled me away from everything I had going on. And to just give you insight a little bit on what that looks like, I was just on my computer, minding my business, working, but I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing, and I felt like I needed to close it and get before God. Like, I felt God pulling me away from what I was doing. And so I just went into worship, and I cut on an instrumental. I usually just go to YouTube and search like prophetic instrumentals. And I cut on an instrumental, and I just started speaking in tongues because God was really trying to get my attention. And I just felt Him pressing on my heart. And so I didn't know why. And that's why I went into worship. Like, okay, God, what's up? And I was, as I was listening to the instrumental, I went straight into praise and I was speaking in tongues. And I just kept hearing this song, like, "You are Alpha and Omega. We worship You, our Lord." So I'm not even going to sit here and try to sing it and play myself. But I searched for that song and I just really, really went deep into worship, just thanking God for all that He's done. You know, I was in the middle of working on the next, but in that pulling, I really just got on my face and thanked God for the now. In the midst of that impromptu, I don't say random, that impromptu worship session, God began to speak to me about this podcast. And that's not even what I was doing at the time. This was yesterday, Wednesday. I usually don't start outlining the podcast until like Thursday, and then I'll record either Thursday or Friday. And so I heard God say, as I was worshiping, don't overcomplicate it, commit. And that wasn't for me. I knew that wasn't for me. It was for the podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, God, like that sounds like a nice title. Where are we going with this? And God gave me a message to share with you guys, and we'll get to that in a second. But in addition to the message, he said that we needed to intercede on this episode. So he told me two people to reach out to. I reached out to Latina Flawed and Free, who was on the podcast not too long ago. And then I reached out to another friend of mine, Sharla. And I don't think Sharla's been on the podcast yet, but I'm sure she'll be on it at some point. And y'all hear more about her and what she has going on. But these were the two people that God told me to reach out to pray. So I sent them a text and was like, hey, y'all, I'm in worship and God is talking to me about the podcast, and we got to get on here and just intercede on behalf of the listeners. And they were down, so they told me their availability, which was today that I'm recording this, about an hour and a half ago. And we set it up. We got on Zoom. I'm like, okay, listen, I don't know how this is going to flow. I just know that God told us to pray. So Tina, you go first, Charlotte, you go, and then I'll wrap us up. Like, that's all I had. And that is what this episode is going to be. And it's crazy because God is just, I'm recording this intro now. Like, we just wrapped up maybe 20 minutes ago, and I pulled myself off the floor so that I can record this introduction, because I didn't want to leave just that feeling. I wanted to record while I still had this feeling of gratitude, that God loves us so much that he will just totally disrupt business as usual to reach who it is that he needs to reach. And I truly believe with everything in me that some powerful things are going to take place as a result of this episode. And I'm just so grateful to God that he saw fit to tap on me to do this. But nevertheless, the message that God gave me and what led into this prayer is that God wanted me to share with you guys, don't overcomplicate it, commit. A lot of you guys are in this in-between space of where you want to be, right? And the difference between where you are and where you want to be is your commitment level to God, your commitment level to going deeper, to studying, to understand the word, to leaping in faith, to building when it doesn't make sense, to wisdom and discipline, to understanding. God is really calling you guys to commit to him. And I believe a lot of us, what he was showing me was a lot of us have fallen back into old habits to where we're checking off these things on our to-do list again, where we're watching these sermons and we're looking at the app, the Bible app, and the scriptures that may pop up, and that being enough. But we're not truly studying to understand the depth of the word of God so that we can live that word out in our day-to-day life. We're praying as we're doing something, washing the dishes and thanking God and praying over our day, but we're not sitting. We're talking, but we're not listening. We're not committed. We're so frustrated in our situations to where we're not committed to exercising the tools that God has given us to change our circumstances. He said he's given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. He said that we can decree a thing and it'll be established. And so the world is talking all of this manifestation talk, but it's not by might, not by power, but it's by the spirit of the living God, that any of this authority that we have is given to us. And apart from God, we can do nothing. And so the enemy has manipulated and perverted the word of God to make us feel that we're God and that we can accomplish things without him for as long as we talk the talk, but we're not truly committed and abiding in him the way that he wants us to be. And so God really wanted me to urge you first and then pray for you, because God is such a loving God that not only is he going to send us correction, but he's also going to send us people that are going to intercede and that are going to pray and that are going to hold your hands up when you can't hold them up yourself. The definition of commitment says the quality or the state of being dedicated. Some synonyms include allegiance, faithfulness, loyalty, duty. I heard God saying, report for duty, my daughter. I can't send you these things you're asking me for. I can't send you to these places that you're asking me to send you to, because I can't send you into battle without equipping you with the blueprint and the battle plan. But the way that you get the plan, the way that you get the blueprint, is that you come to me, you commit to me, you abide in me, you seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all things will be added unto you. I was reading Gideon this week, and it was so interesting to me how when Gideon went to battle, and you can read his story in Judges 6 through 8, how when Gideon went to battle, they didn't even have to actually fight for the first part of the victory. It wasn't until they started running after the Midianites because they fled them. It wasn't until they had to run after them that they actually even exerted any energy. The first part of the battle, they just had to stand there. And their enemies turned against themselves. And then I'll break this down maybe in another episode, but it was so mind blowing to me that Gideon went to God for the blueprint. Gideon was going against an army of hundreds of thousands, and it was only 300. He only had 300 people with him. God strategically stripped him of all the other people that were going to go initially, because God wanted it to be very clear that it was him who was going to get this victory and not by Gideon's own strength. And so when Gideon got on board and he went and sought God on how he was supposed to move forward with this battle, it was so interesting to me. Like, I wonder if Gideon, if he would have tried to figure it out, how he would have caused more harm than good. Like, not only did he get the victory, but he got it easily because he did it God's way. And again, I'll go into more detail on that later, because this prayer, I want to get to this prayer. But God is really telling you, don't overcomplicate it. Commit to me. He said, no more confirmation, no more concealing. Commit. Step into who you are. Report for duty, my daughter. Commit to me. Commit. Be faithful, be loyal, be committed. So we're going to pay a couple bills real quick. And then I'm going to bring in the audio of the prayer with myself, Latina, and Sharla. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. Things are starting to get back to normal a little bit. I just took a trip for the first time in over a year. But one place I'm not going while outside is opening back up is the post office. And thankfully with Stamps.com, I can skip those trips to the post office and save on postage. Stamps.com brings USPS and UPS right to your computer. They make it super easy for small businesses to mail and ship without needing to take a trip to the post office. You can print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk or buy any fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and a standard printer. Once your mail is ready, you can just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving nearly 1 million small business owners like you time and money. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There is no risk. I love Stamps.com, especially now with us getting ready to mail out our pre-orders for our devotionals. I'm grateful that I can just print out all of the shipping labels right at home and drop it off at the post office in the midst of doing things that I actually want to do. I don't have to waste time standing in line, and I get to save money. So for me, it's always a win-win with Stamps.com. There is no risk, and with my promo code BLESSED, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitment or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in BLESSED. That's stamps.com, promo code BLESSED. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's get back to the show. All right, y'all. So before this prayer start, I'm warning you now. Get you some tissue. Get you some tissue. Go somewhere where you're distraction free, and just receive what God has for you. All right, let's get into it.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We just thank you, God, for the opportunity, God, to come boldly before the throne of grace. Father God, we come to you now, God, and we renew ourselves unto you, God. We give you, God, our total allegiance this day, this moment in this prayer, Lord God. Lord, let the Holy Spirit, let the Father God, let Jesus Christ, God, let all of us, God, commune together as one, God, one flesh, all fresh in the new this day, Father God. Father God, we just give you thanks, honor, and glory, Father, for being who you are. We give you thanks, honor, and glory, and we give all praise unto you, Heavenly Father, just for being you, just for being you, for what you do, for who you are, God, just for being you. If you do nothing else, Father God, we just thank you for being who you are, God. We commit, surrender, and submit, Father God, our lives unto you, God. As we surrender ourselves unto you, God, let us be a living sacrifice unto you, Father God. Let our desires, God, match yours, God. Let our will, Father God, match yours, God. God, we align ourselves with the will of the Father right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask and invite the fire of the Holy Spirit right now, Father God, in this prayer, Father God. We just invite you into this space. We invite you into our hearts, Father God. We just ask you, Father, to examine, to search our hearts, Father God, for anything, God, that is not like you, for anything that you did not give, that you did not plant, Father God. We just ask, God, that the light of the Lord, Father God, examine, God, that it examines and reveals and even removes those things, Father God, that you did not plant, God, that you will uproot, God, that you will sever, God, at the root, those things, God, that have borne fruit, God, those things, God, that have risen up, God, into our lives, into our minds, into our spirits, Father God. We just pray right now, Father God, that you will search and examine our hearts, God, that you will examine our lives, Father God. We surrender those things, all of those things unto you, Father God. Anything that is not like you, Father God, we ask right now, God, that you take it away from us, God. We just ask, Father God, that you show us how to discern and to filter those things, God, that are of you, that are not of you, Father God, that we let go, Father God, of those things that mean us no harm and no good for our lives, Father God. We just ask you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, God, that you will help us, God, to become more like you, Father God, that God, as we decrease, Father God, that you will increase in our lives, Father God, that we have nothing, that we are nothing, that we will be nothing, God, apart from you, separate from you, God. We thank you, God, for calling us, Father God, even when we were reluctant and we moved slowly, God, and we weren't moving according to your will, to your plan, to your purpose for our lives, God, that you were patient with us, Father God. We thank you, God, for being patient with us, God, as we have persevered through hardships, through testings and trials, Father God, that you never left us, that you always remained with us, God, that you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. So we thank you, God, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our rebellion, in the midst of our rejection and any form of it, God, that you still yet stayed true to us, that you still yet waited patiently, that you still yet extended your graceful hand unto us, Father God. We thank you, God, for pouring out your mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the ultimate sacrifice in the shed blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you stood in the gap, Father God, for us, for our sins, God, for our iniquities, our transgressions, and our trespasses, Father God. We just pray right now in Jesus' mighty name, God, that anything that we have done, Father God, that was not pleasing, that you did not give us or give us to do or say in this season or even seasons past, and even in the days to come, Father God, I just ask, Father God, that you cleanse us, God, of all unrighteousness, God. God, that you give us a word for you, that you give us a heart for you, a will for you, Father God. And we just ask, Father God, that you forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father, as I repent right now on behalf of myself, on behalf of my ancestors and all of my forefathers, God, for all of their sins, for all of their iniquities, for anything that was done, God, that may have opened up the door to the enemy, God, to come forth, God, and to wreak havoc into our lives and into our future generations, Father God. I just pray and stand in the gap right now in the name of Jesus, and I petition my request unto you right now. now, Father God. I petition you now, God, as I intercede on behalf of our friends, on behalf of myself, my family, my future, our businesses, our spouses, our children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, God, that all that we will pray for today, God, that they will be added to this prayer as well. In the name of Jesus, God, I even add and partner with our cities, wherever people and wherever we reside, the region in which we reside, the nation in which we reside, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them as well. And God, that they will repent and turn away from their sins in the name of Jesus, as we partner with the Holy Spirit, God, to reveal, as the Spirit of Truth reveals those things, God, that are deep and rooted, that are deep rooted, that are hidden, all of those things that are even known and unknown to us, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, to cover it in the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover it right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for hearing our voices as we cry out to you, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for the opportunity, as you have torn the veil and you have given us the opportunity to become boldly before you, Father God, to come boldly, Father God, and to lay our burdens at your feet, God, to lay our burdens, every situation, every matter, every circumstance that concerns us, Father God, for you know all things and you are all knowing and everywhere at the same time, Father God. So even in this prayer, Father God, you can be here and you can be there all at the same time, God, and you will still, as our chief intercessor, seated at the right hand of the Father, you will intercede for us on our behalf, as the Holy Spirit even intercedes on our behalf. So we stand here now, Father God, and we just pray, Father God, that you will pour out your oil, Father God, that you will pour out your oil that flows from the throne of grace, Father God, down from the tops of our heads, from the crowns of our heads, down to the soles of our feet, God, that you will uncover and entrench us in your oil, Father, for it is the anointing oil that breaks the yoke, that destroys the yoke of bondage over our lives, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for freeing us, Father. We thank you, God, for freedom and liberty and salvation in Christ Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you, Father, for those that even have not yet been saved and don't know you, Father God. We petition right now, God, that you will show your hand to them, that you will release, Father God, your ministering angels, Father God, to minister to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that where the enemy has set forth a plot, a plan, and a scheme that is devised for our destruction, that is devised for our harm, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will, God, send your warring angels, God, that you will loose your angelic armies, God, in this prayer, and even in the days to come, Father God, that you will loose your angels, Father, to assist us, God, as we walk the path unto you, God, as we walk, God, this life, God, as we enter into the things of God, and as we exit out of the things that you have called us away from, Father God. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you have sent us support and help in the realm of the Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that those that are listening, Father God, that they will reach out their hand unto you, Father God, and that they will grab the hand of Christ in Jesus' name and be led by him, as you are illuminating the path of our life, the path of purpose into our lives, God, as you are being our lamp to our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that though we may walk down dark and dreary ways and down pathways, God, that we don't understand, God, that we will trust you and all that we do, God, for it, and you will give us your peace, Father God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, with those things that we don't know, even the things that we don't understand, Father God, that we will surrender, God, our hearts, our minds, and our wills unto you, Father God. Bind our minds to yours, Father God. Bind our wills to yours, Father God. Bind our emotions to yours, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, as you are now, God, helping to show us the way, as you wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you now to cleanse our minds, God, and to give us clarity, to cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your word, Father God, that are contrary to your will, that are contrary to your destiny for our lives, Father God. We just ask right now, Father God, that you will shut any doors, Father God, that you will shut any demonic doors, any demonic avenues, any demonic portals in the name of Jesus that have been, whether they're opened up by ourselves or by our forefathers, in the name of Jesus, we pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now over the doorways, right now in the name of Jesus, that no enemy, that no plans of destruction will be able to come in and out and enter and exit through any place that you did not ordain for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, anything that you seek and desire to be closed and shut in our lives, Father God, we shut it now. Where the enemy has had a foothold in our lives, leaving the door open to come in and out as he has so chosen and pleased, in the name of Jesus, we shut the door now and we bind all demonic powers. We bind all demonic entities. We bind demonic systems and business and organizations and anything, Father God, that has been lifted up against you, anything that contradicts your plan and purpose for our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your word and your will shall go forth this day and nothing shall come to hurt or harm us. For you have given us in your word in Luke 10 and 19, Father God, that we can tread and trample over every serpent and scorpion in our lives and over all powers of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that nothing can come to hurt or harm us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that you have kept a hedge of protection around us, that you have sent us security and guarded us with your angelic support in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has tried to come in like a flood against us, you have lifted a standard against him. For many things we have been protected and covered from. We thank you, Father God, for the provision that you have made into our lives, even where we couldn't do it for ourselves, God, that you have been our strength, Father God, in our weaknesses, God. I just pray and ask, God, that you will shut any spiritual or natural doors and you will open any doors that need to be opened, whether it be in the spirit realm or in the natural, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that our lives are yours, and that we belong to you, and that you call us yours, God, that we are yours in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, as we pray this day, we pray for clarity, Father. We pray for clarity of vision. We pray for clarity of sight. We pray for clarity of thought. We pray for clarity of mind. We pray for clarity of knowing and hearing your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you now. I thank you now that all demonic powers are bound in the name of Jesus. We bind their works. We bind their roots. We bind their fruits. We bind all of their tentacles, their links, and their spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind them now, God, and we release the will of the Father right now into the lives of ourselves and those that we are praying and those that will listen later, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just pray, God, that you cover the airways right now in the name of Jesus, that you cover all paths and portals to your people in the name of Jesus. That as they listen, Father God, that they open up their hearts and their minds and that they receive what you are saying to them this day, Father God, that they will go into their secret spaces, God, and they will lay before you, God, and they will listen to the word of God as you impart your revelatory knowledge, your revelatory wisdom unto us, Father God, as you begin to present the blueprints and the plans for our lives, Father God, that we will walk divinely according to your will, your plan, and your structure for our lives, Father God, that we will not go apart from you and we will not try to stand on the fence and be lukewarm in our walks, God, in our lives, in our minds, in our businesses, and anything that you have given us to steward in this season, Father God, that God, we will submit and surrender and give it all to you, Father God, for it all belongs to you because you have created us for such a time as this, Father God. We have been set apart, called, and chosen by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for choosing us, God. So we say yes to you. We say yes to your will, Father God. We say yes to your way, Father God. We say yes to anything, God, that you have called us to do, to see, to fulfill in this life, in this world, in the name of Jesus, until you see fit to come back and call us home in the name of Jesus. We call heaven down right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, as we stand underneath an open heaven right now in the name of Jesus, that the first, the second, and the third heavens have opened up now, and you are pouring out, God, as we petition and make our requests made known unto you, Father God, that you are pouring out, God, your grace, your mercy, your faithfulness, your love, your unconditional support in the name of Jesus, provision in the name of Jesus, mercy, faith in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that as we stand with our arms lifted and our arms stretched wide and extended out to you, Father God, to receive your glory, to receive the mission for our lives and for the people you have called us to serve, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are doing, all that you've done, and all that it is yet to come, even in the days to come, in the days ahead, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for being the God that you are. I thank you, Father, for performing and showing us a way of escape through Jesus Christ, through the shed blood of Jesus on the cross, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, Father God, as I yoke my faith right now with the young women on this line, in the name of Jesus, and even any men that may be listening, as I yoke my faith with the kingdom of God, we pull down the kingdom of God right now into the earth, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we decree and declare that your kingdom life, that anything that you have given and released unto us in the realm of the spirit, Father God, that it will be released as we receive it now in Jesus' name. As we receive it now, God, we stand with our arms stretched wide and lifted before you, Father God. We receive your will. We receive your way. We receive your rebuke. Whatever it is, Father God, that you will call us to do, to see, to understand as we move in the days ahead, Father God. We just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We are here, Father God. We are here, Father God. We are here, Father God. We are here to listen. We are here to move, Father God, as you see fit to move us, Father God. We will not stand in the way, Father God. We will not allow ourselves to self-sabotage the things you have given us in the name of Jesus. When we take back even by force the things that have been stolen from us from the enemy right now in Jesus' mighty name. We take back our peace, God. We take back our blessings that have been stolen from us. God, for you said we are blessed coming in and we are blessed going out. God, we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the country. We are blessed in the fields. Even our storehouses are blessed, Father God. We just thank you right now that you are restoring us right now. Anything that has been taken and stolen from us, Father God, we go back into the spirit realm now and we reverse the curse right now in the name of Jesus. The curses that have been planted into our lives, Father God, we reverse the curse and we bind those curses. We bind generational curses of debt. We bind generational curses of fear. We bind generational curses of lack in the name of Jesus. We bind all generational curses that have opened up a door for demonic spirits to enter in and to have their way. We break their legal rights and all of their legal access to ourselves and to anything that you have God ordained and given to us, Father God. We align our minds and our wills. We align our timelines with yours in the name of Jesus. For your divine timetable and calendar is yours, and we align our wills with yours. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that you will send us divine connections in Jesus' name that will help to advance the kingdom of God, for the gates of hell cannot, shall not, will not prevail in the name of Jesus, as we partner with your divine partners in Jesus' mighty name to build, to equip, and to advance the kingdom. That is your will and your purpose for our lives. So, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that we are able, God, to see, to hear, that you will strengthen our spiritual sight in the name of Jesus, that you will give us the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, as we desire to be transformed and renewed in our minds in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We receive, we receive, we receive, we receive, we receive, we receive our instructions, oh God. We receive right now our instructions, oh God. Have your way, Father God. Have your way, God, as we are willing vessels, Father God, as we are willing vessels, Father God, to have your way in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. 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 And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. And we decree and declare that it is so, and so it shall be, in Jesus' name.
Hey, girl, are you okay? I told you was going to need some tissues. We're not even done. But we do have to take a quick break so that we can pay these bills, and then we're going to get right back to it. This episode is brought to you by Way Hair Care. In recent episodes, we talked about the importance of a mid-year reset. And our hair is a little overdue for the same treatment. It's time for the Clarifying Detox Shampoo from Way. You guys know I love to switch my hair up a lot. I'll go from different weaves. I might wear a wig. I might have braids. I'm always in some type of protected style, but it's so important for me to reset and detox my hair under those protective styles. So I'm really excited in the upcoming weeks when I switch my hair over again to use the Way Detox and Shampoo. My biggest problem area with my hair is that my scalp gets really, really dry. And when I have these weaves and protective styles, I can't always reset and detox my hair underneath the way that I need to. But this Way Detox Shampoo is going to allow me to neutralize the product buildup, the oil, the dirt, and hard water from my hair and scalp without stripping away any moisture. Way was curated by celebrity hairstylist Jen Atkin to create the first socially connected hair care brand. Explore their full collection of cruelty-free, sulfate and paraben-free hair care, body, and fragrance products. When you're ready to undo some damage, hit the reset button with the Way Detox Shampoo. Go to theouai.com and use code BLESS to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code BLESS. This episode is also brought to you by BetterHelp. After hearing this prayer and just really letting all these things sink in, you may feel like you need to tackle practically through counseling and therapy some things that may be preventing you from truly being committed. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. BetterHelp is the world's largest e-counseling platform. If you're busy and have a lot going on, they have counseling for you in the most convenient way. With BetterHelp, they'll connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. BetterHelp is also available worldwide, so wherever you are, help is available for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything that you share is confidential, and you can start communicating with your therapist in just under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly an affordable option, and Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. All right, now, as we done paying bills, it's time to get back to work. You good? Pick them tissues back up. Brace yourself, because we're not done. Let's get back into it.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity, God, to be able to approach your throne, Father God, to be able to come to you, Father God, on behalf of your people, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you till the hearts of those who may be listening, Father God, that may be hardened, Father God, that you that you stopped them from getting off of the episode because they came here to be entertained and weren't expecting an encounter, God. God, I come against just the urge to disconnect because this isn't business as usual, God. Lord, I thank you for you coming in and interrupting business as usual, God. Jesus was not business as usual, God. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God, for the opportunity, Lord, to be able to have you radically shake our faith, Father God. We welcome your unusual disruption of the system, Father God, of what we've become accustomed to, Father God, of our lackadaisical attitudes, Father God, of how we commune with you and who we are in you, Father God. But more importantly, God, I just repent on behalf of those, Father God, who've become too familiar with you and who you are, and they don't have the reverence, God, to understand that you are almighty, all-knowing, Father God, all-powerful, that you are the I am, Father God, and that we're searching in all of these other places, Father God, for the thing that you've given us so freely and willfully, God. And so, Lord, I just repent, Father God. I pray for the hearts of your people, Lord. I thank you, God, for even the grace, Father God, that you continue to show us, Lord, that you don't give us the death that we deserve, Father God, but you allow us the opportunity, Lord, to come to you. Your grace and mercy are fresh and new every day. Lord, I just ask that you allow us to submit and commit to your correction, Father God, so we can avoid the devastating consequences of sin, Father God, that's death, Lord. We don't want to be separated from you, God. We thank you, God, that we will commit our ways to you, God, and trust you, and then you will act, God. I ask that you prick every heart, Father God, those people who think that they're waiting on you, Father God, but you're really, really waiting on their commitment to you, Father God, for you to then act, Lord. I pray for the hearts of those, God, who are seeking you for the blessings, Father God, but they don't want to submit truly their lives unto you, Lord. I ask that you check the motives, Father God, of people's heart, Lord. I pray for the sheep, Father God, of those who may be under the guidance of people, God, who are false prophets, Father God, claiming to do things in your will and in your way, Father God, but they're really doing it with impure motives, Father God. I pray for those people who are under them, God. Give them fresh revelation. Give them the understanding. Allow them to see that you are calling them out of that place, God. Lord, I thank you that you know the desires of our heart, Father God, but more than that, you know who you called us to be before you even formed us in our mother's wombs, Lord. And so I ask that you speak to those people on the inside of us, God, that not the fallen version of us, God, that you allow us to walk in who you truly called us and made us to be, God. Allow us to commit our work to you, Father God, as you establish our plans, Lord. God, we thank you that you just continue to show yourself to us, Father God, as we live through pandemics and accidents, God, and locusts and all of these strategic plans that the enemy has, God, to try to take us out, that you continue to cover us, God. God, my heart is so heavy. Like, how dare we act like you are not enough? How dare we treat you as commonplace, God. Lord, I just repent on behalf of our people and our land. Your word says that we must first submit, repent, and turn away from our wicked ways, God, for you then to heal our land, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for the level of divine discipline that you are sending to everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Allow us to be able to make the moves in faith, Father God, because it's not possible to please you without faith, God. Allow us to consecrate and to separate ourselves from the things that you've called us out of. I come against the spirit of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus, God. It's time for us to burn down the fence, God. We cannot look to the right or to the left, Lord, but we look straight ahead to you, Father God, as you continue to show us how to operate in the ways that you established in this land, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you'll continue to teach us your will, that we have your Holy Spirit, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you
give free wisdom and knowledge to us, God, that we don't have to beg or ask, Father. We don't have to beg and plead with you, God, but it is your desire to give us the wisdom, Father God. It is your desire to give us the grace. It is your desire to give us the mercy, Father God. And so, Lord, we just thank you for being such a good, good Father, for you willfully giving not just those things, Father God, but your Son. We thank you for you giving your Son, Father God, so that we would not be sent to eternal death, Father God. Lord, I thank you just for the growth, Father God. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to walk with you consistently. Lord, I thank you that we'll continue to seek your kingdom first before followers, before a paycheck. Lord, I thank you that we are seeking first the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you that there's no condemnation in Christ, Father God, but there is correction. And I thank you that we'll take heed to your warnings, that we'll take heed to your correction, Father God. That I pray that you make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit, Father God, that we listen to that small, still voice. And once we hear the command, God, that we are obedient in what you've called us to do, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, God, that continues to light our path, Father God, that we don't have to operate or be confused, Father God, because you're not the author of confusion. That if we sit before you and we open your word, Father God, that you will make clear what we need to do. We thank you for the open line of communication, Father God. We thank you for the commitment to get into our word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation that the Holy Spirit provides so we are able to then understand what you're calling us to do, Father God. We thank you that we love you with all of our hearts and we have the opportunity to love you with all of our hearts, our souls, and our minds, God. Some of us just need to get back just to loving you, Father God. And so, God, I just ask that you continue to make yourself known to those, Father God, who may feel that they're so far away, Father God, or that you are so far away. Let them know, Father God, that you've never left them or forsaken them, Father God. Let them know that you are devoted to us, Father God, as we are to you, Lord. We thank you, God, just for your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you that we won't be shaken by the schemes and the plots and the ploys of the devil. We thank you, God, that we can put on the full armor of God every day as we go out, Father God. We thank you for all of the tools and the resources that you've given us, Father God, that you did not leave us in the consequences of our ancestors, Father God, that you did not leave us to be left in homosexuality. You did not leave us to be left in depression. You did not leave us to be left in dealing with fornication and promiscuity, God, but you gave us an answer. You gave us the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, God. And so we thank you, Father God, for leaving the way back to you, Lord. And so I ask, Father God, that anyone who is off that path, God, that you just prick their hearts, Lord, that you go after the one, Father God. We know that you'll leave the 99 for the one, Lord. I thank you for covering us, God, that there are so many times, Father God, where we could have and should have been dead, God, but you've kept us, Lord. I ask, God, that you just open the eyes of your people, God, to the miracles that you do every day. Lord, I thank you just for keeping my family, God. Somebody was expecting their loved one to come home today from work, Father God, and they're not. Someone had plans for tomorrow that they'll never see, God. And so we just thank you that every day that you breathe life into our bodies, God, is an opportunity for us to praise and serve you, God. That we won't get so caught up in what the world has going on, God, that we fail to see the miracles that you perform every day. So God, I just thank you, Father God, for everyone listening, God. I thank you, God, for Tatum and Tina, Father God. I thank you for you, God. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, that you sent us a comforter, an intercessor, an advocate, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be able to be called your daughter, Father God, to be used by you, God. I thank you, God, for the spiritual awakening, Father God, that has happened, that we shake off the dirt and the dust of this world, that we come out fresh and new, Father God, sensitive to your word, Father God. Some of us need new hearts created, Father God. Create in us a clean and new heart, God, so that we may be able to operate in what you've truly called us to do and who you've called us to be, God. Lord, I just thank you for just the ability, God, for us to be in relationship with you, God, to worship you, to praise you. You're so worthy to be praised, God. You are so worthy to be praised, God. I thank you just for the heightened sense of awareness that you've given me, Father God. I thank you that we are being watchful, being sober and being vigilant, that we're not allowing the enemy to come around. He walks around like a roaring lion, and we're not falling victim to his schemes, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've continued to give us the strength, that if we call on you, the Bible says if we resist the devil, he will flee. God, we thank you for the power to speak your word, Father God, and the enemy will flee. The word is our sword. A lot of us need to get into our word. We're out here walking around confused, walking around in this state that God has not called us to be in, because you don't even have the word to fight. So God, I thank you for the commitment and the consistency, the consecration, the divine discipline that you're building up in your sons and daughters, God, to even just get in your word. You are always speaking. If you cannot hear from God, it's because you are not in your word. God is always speaking. God, you never sleep. You never slumber, God. We thank you, God, for being all-knowing, almighty, all-powerful, God, and for giving us access.
Jesus,
giving us access to the power, God, that you be, because you reside on the inside of us. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God. Even if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, but I thank you anyway, God. I thank you, Lord, that you come to give us life and do that abundantly, God. I thank you, God, that you continue to blow our minds, God. I thank you, God, that we don't have to suffer an eternal separation from you. Lord, I just ask that you bring your people back to you, God, that whoever listens to this, God, even if it's just the one, Lord, that they recommit. A lot of ladies that I speak to want to be married and be in relationship, but we can't even commit to you, God. We can't be consistent in you, God. You want the business, but you can't commit to opening your Bible every day. There are going to be days where you don't feel like it. But your commitment and the Spirit of God will give you the strength to continue on. Lord, I thank you that you've continued to build us up, Lord. I thank you, God, that you will restore relationship yet again, God. I thank you, God, that we will continue to fight the good fight, Father God. I thank you, God, that we'll run with endurance so that when we see you again, God, we will hear, "Well done. Well done." That is the goal. Not a bank account, not followers, none of that. The goal is well done. So Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, that we have the ability to do this because of our helper, the Holy Spirit, because of your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for a fresh commitment and a fresh wind and fire, Father God, like never before. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you that even when we were sinners, God, Christ died for us. I thank you that even when we were sinners, Christ died for us, God. If that does not show your heart towards us, God, I don't know what will. How dare we not commit our lives wholeheartedly, every aspect, back to you, God, the one who saved us. Lord, I thank you just for the fresh revelation, the divine discipline. I thank you for the overabundance of love that you will pour out unto your people, God, grace and mercy. Lord, you are so mighty and so gracious and so good. Lord, I thank you that we'll no longer serve two masters. Lord, I thank you that we'll put down and burn the false idols, that we won't idolize our money, our relationships, our children, our marriages, God, but that we only look to you, God, because you are the source. Everything else is a resource, but you are the source, God. And you never run dry. Lord, I thank you for the plans that you have for the women and men listening to this show, Father God. I know we all love to quote Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you. But many of us are operating in plans and not talking to God. And then getting upset when he don't bless our mess. So Lord, I just thank you, even again, like I said, Lord, for the unusual disruption that we find ourselves getting familiar with the unusual, God, that you operate in so many different ways that we don't box you into what we think you should look or sound like, God. We are called to be a peculiar people, Lord. And so, Lord, I just thank you. It is such an honor, Father God, to even be able to speak to you, Father God, to be able to come before you and to know that you'll hear my requests, Father God, and you'll honor them. And not because of my goodness or my righteousness or because who I am, but because I'm in relationship with you, God. I thank you, God, that you let everyone know that when they are in relationship with you, God, they have the same access. Access is granted. That Jesus paid the price so access could be granted. So Lord, I just ask that you continue to heal your people, God, to open their eyes, God, as Tina said, to sharpen them, Lord. Continue to refine us, God. We love to sing the song, but the refinement process don't feel good. Many things are refined by fire. Purification happens by fire. God, allow us to be like the three Hebrew boys who were dancing in the fire because we were covered by you. Lord, I thank you. I love you. I adore you, God. It's in your son Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Whew. Okay. We got to pause one more time as I'm editing this and just skimming through to put these inserts in. I'm getting stirred up all over again. So let's pay this last bill. And then I'm going to come in on the prayer and close us out. So take your break, gather yourself, blow your nose, get your tears out, whatever it is that you got going on, because we're going to get right back into it shortly. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. I'm really excited about this class on Skillshare about video. It's actually called Video for Instagram, Tell an Engaging Story in Less Than a Minute. This is a staff pick and it's taught by Jalis Narvarez, who is a digital storyteller and a video producer. Y'all know Instagram's algorithm is forever changing, and so I'm excited to take this class so that me and the team can make sure we're creating engaging videos that's going to get shared and increase our digital performance. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/blessed and get 1 month free trial of premium membership. That's 1 month of premium membership at skillshare.com/blessed. All right, so you got your last break. You ready? We got a little bit more prayer left. And by this time, I was hot and turned up. So brace yourself because we're not done yet. Let's get back into it.
Father, I thank you for the authority that you have given us on this earth realm, in this earth realm, God. Authority that is only given to us by you, Lord God. And I exercise that authority right now to speak to every plan and every device of the enemy that has kept your daughters in bondage, God. And I command it to break and to flee right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of confusion, God. I rebuke the spirit of confusion, God. And I ask that you release a keenness to the eye of your daughters, God, so they'll be able to see when they're being manipulated, to where they're able to see when the word is being perverted, God. Father, I pray that your daughters reattach themselves to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That will be like magnets, to where if a magnet is detached, it snaps back. The energy pulls it back in, Lord God. So I pray that the Holy Spirit continues to always pull us back to abide in you, God. Hallelujah. To always reconnect with you, Lord God. Father, I speak to everything that has tried to detach your daughters from you up until this point. I speak to it and I command it to go and to never return in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I ask that you continue to heal every broken heart. Every broken heart, Father, that is causing your daughters to have this buried disdain for you and your plans, God. I speak to that broken heart right now, God. I speak to that broken heart right now, God, and I command it to soften. Father, your word says that you are near the brokenhearted. There are some people at calamity and strife and poverty and debt and confusion and just negative things have crippled them and made them feel that you feel like you are not there, Lord God. But I pray for a reawakening for your daughters to be able to see and understand that you will never leave them nor forsake them, God. And I pray that you give them the wisdom to understand how to find you even in the tough seasons, God. And I ask that on top of that wisdom that you give them the discipline to stay committed to you, God. Hallelujah. I ask that you release discipline unto everybody who was under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray that you put blinders on them, God, spiritual blinders on them to where the only thing that they're focusing on is you and what you have for them to do, Lord God. I pray you strip them of their expectations, that you strip them of their traumas, that you strip them of their bondage, God, and allow them to walk upright with a level of purity that they've never experienced before, with the level of freedom that they've never experienced before that can only come from you, Lord God. I cancel every plan of the enemy for the women who are under the sound of my voice. I cancel every plan of the enemy for their businesses, for their ministries, for their babies that they're pregnant with right now, Lord God. I pray that you're opening up wounds in the spirit and in the natural, Lord God. I declare war right now on hell and the enemy, his demons, and every device that he has conjured up to keep your daughters bound, Lord God. Hallelujah. I lift my sister's hands up right now, Lord God. If they can't hold it up themselves, I hold it up for them, Lord God. Hallelujah. If they can't get the words to pray. God, I pray that they just say Jesus, the name that is above every name. I pray that if they can't say nothing else, Lord God, that they say Jesus. I pray that you're raising up an uncompromising spirit in the hearts of your daughters to where they will not settle for anything that is less than what you have for them, Lord God. No matter what it feels like, no matter how much it costs, no matter how much they're able to make, no matter what the circumstances are, I pray that you are sparking something right now on the inside of your daughters to where any life apart from you, no matter how attractive it may look, is unacceptable to them, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 I war in the spirit right now when I command the enemy to turn God's daughters loose. Father, I pray that you put a barrier of protection around your daughters where there's no perforations, there's no holes, there's no slips. I pray that you put that barrier of protection around them and fortify it the way that only you can, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you are re-solidifying yourself in your daughter's life, or they are reestablishing you in their life, God, as their strong tower, God. Hallelujah. As their rock. I thank you, God, for what's happening. That's what's happening in this prayer, God, that you knew where they would be right now, that they didn't need to do anything, but you disrupted business as usual to be able to allow a virtual deliverance to happen, God. I thank you and I honor you and I appreciate you for this encounter, God. And I pray that your daughters will never be the same, that they will never be able to convince that you are not who you are, that you are not the one true living God. Hallelujah. I pray that your daughters will go out and prophesy in truth and in boldness, Lord God. I pray that they will go out and build these businesses, whether it makes sense or not, that they will build just like Nehemiah built, no matter what was happening around, he built. And I pray that your daughters will continue to build what you have called them to do. I rebuke the lies that the enemy has told your daughters about their identity, God. The lies that he has told your daughters that they're not good enough, they're not qualified, that they can't, that they will not. I cancel all of those thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your daughters may understand that they may be unqualified, but they serve a qualified God. They serve the Alpha and the Omega. They serve a God who qualifies them. So I thank you that your daughters can walk with a level of humility and boldness at the same time, to where they will understand that, yeah, I may be unqualified. I may not have all of the things. I may actually be overqualified for this, but I am perfect for the job because of the God that I come in, the God that comes in here with me. So Father, I honor you. I thank you. I honor you and I thank you for the authority that you have given us. Everything that we do in this earth is not by might. It's not by our power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God. And I pray that your daughters are no longer trying to produce in their might and their power, but they are abiding in you and you in them. And that's the way that they're bearing much fruit, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you sharpen their eyes so that they can see when the enemy is using something that may sound like it's of you, God, to get them confused and to get them off track. I rebuke the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus, and I release a clarity into your daughters. I release a clarity to everybody who is under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I rebuke this chameleon spirit to where you're able to fit in wherever you go. When you're in a church setting, you're able to shout. When you're in a club, you're able to twerk. When you're in the boardroom, you're able to do that. And God, I pray that you are releasing something and rising something up in your daughters who won't settle for less than righteousness, who will show up as who you called them to be, no matter where they are, who will set the standard no matter where they are, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give your daughters wisdom, Father. Build up this uncompromising spirit on the inside of them, God, to where they're no longer settling for fear. They're no longer allowing fear to hold them back, but instead they are walking with power. They are walking in love. They're walking with sound mind. Your word says that perfect love casts out fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what that tells me is for as long as I stay in position and connected to you, I am fearless because you are perfect love, God, and you will cast out everything on the inside of me that makes me feel like I can't. I can because of the I am. And so, God, I pray that your daughters are able to realize and open their eyes, God. Show, open their eyes, God, and put those blinders up, Father, show, so that they can't see anything but you. Strip them from every addiction, strip them from every toxic vice, strip them from every coping mechanism, God. Strip it from them, Lord God. To where they'll never pick it up again. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're showing what you can do, the power of you that can transcend airwaves, and you will transform. I thank you for transforming somebody in Australia and somebody in New York at the same time, on the same podcast. You are everywhere all the time. Let your consuming
thank you, Jesus.
On behalf of your daughters, I fight for them in this prayer, God. If they can't fight for themselves, Lord God, Lord, transform like only you can. It's somebody right now. Who's going to be listening to this? And you ain't never experienced God like this before. You didn't know what you thought you was coming here for something else. But that's how he operates. He loves you so much, he's going to get you right where you at. He scoops you up right where you're at. He loves you that much, you ain't have to go nowhere.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus,
thank you, Father, of your daughters, God, so they can receive this unconditional and unconditional love, Lord God. That you are a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. There is nothing that we don't need you to be that you are not.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know every hair on our head.
Thank you, Lord.
You know every problem before we fix our lips to articulate it, you already know. The devil won't have him no more. Everything that they have allowed, even if it's from their own devices, God, I repent on behalf of myself and everybody who is under the sound of my voice, God. I command every demon, every demonic that was allowed to attach themselves, I command it to go we got work to do in the kingdom.
Yes, Father.
We don't have time to settle.
Yes, Jesus.
We don't have time to compromise. We don't have time to waste. We don't have the privilege to be here or to get another chance. And God, I won't blow it. Yes. I don't care what you say, I won't blow it. I don't care what the plan or the usual order of business is for this podcast, I won't blow it. And I pray that your daughters, as they listen to me, they understand the sense of urgency to connect and to reestablish themselves as your daughter that is committed to following you, that's committed to your ways, that's committed to righteousness. Some of you guys have gotten some success in business. And you think you off the hook because everybody is praising you for what you got it together, but God, God sees all. He ain't concerned with what looks good on paper, with what looks good in a post. He's concerned with your heart. He's concerned with if you obeyed him or not. How unfortunate will it be if we got to the end of our life and we got to the gates and he said, congratulations, you did all the list, but this is what I have for you. You did everything but the thing I created you to do. God, I thank you for raising up daughters who will not blow it. If you listen to this podcast, understand what I'm saying. You will not blow it.
Hallelujah.
You will not blow it. Stop settling for anything that's less than the life that God has designed for you. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who understands. You are responsible for that, yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Send a little cushion to get my seat. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 Father. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank
that toughness right now.
Hallelujah.
That external toughness, that guard. Let the tears flow if they need to flow.
Yes, Jesus.
Raise your hands if you need to raise your hands. Get on your knees and talk to the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Deliver us, oh God. Deliver us.
I rebuke pride in the name of Jesus. I call it out.
Name in Jesus' name. Call it up, and cast it out in Jesus' name.
Lord, I thank you for our ability, Father God, to test every spirit. That we're not enamored by titles and followers and numbers, God. But that you test, that we are wise enough to test every spirit, God. That we don't allow everybody to insight into what you called us to do, God. That we protect the babies, Father God, the spiritual babies that you've given us, God. That we don't share things prematurely, God. The enemy wants us to abort, Father God, the things that you've given us, God. And so, Lord, I thank you for discernment, Father God, that we're testing every spirit, Father God, that we're not allowing people, false prophets, Father God, and witches and witchcraft, Father God, to distort and abort the things that you've given us, Father God. I come against the new age practices, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I call them up and cast them out, God. Father God, it's not stones, Father God. It's not sage, God. But by your might, your power, and your blood, the blood of Jesus, Father God, is the only way to get to you, Father God. He is the truth, the way, and the life. No one else comes to the Father throughout getting through the Son first or coming to the Son. So God, I thank you, God, that we won't settle for counterfeits, God, that we won't fall for the enemy's counterfeit, the counterfeit clout, Father God, to only get to heaven and find out that you don't even know who we are,
that they've prophesied in your name, God. They've done all these things in your name, and they never knew, you don't even know them. Lord, I just pray for protection, Father God. I pray for protection over your daughters, God, that you give them the wisdom, Father God, to test every spirit. I don't care if that was your mama's pastor, every spirit. I don't care if they're related to you, every spirit, Father God, to test every spirit, God. To test every spirit, Lord. I thank you in advance for the divine protection over your people, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now is a good time to soak in the presence of the Lord. I don't know if podcasting is an appropriate place to soak. A lot of times when we are soaking in the presence of God, we are quiet, right? We're quiet and we're listening. We're listening. And these are the times where God sends those divine downloads and he speaks to us. A lot of times we do a lot of talking. We do a lot of talking in prayer. And soaking in the presence of God is just as important as the prayer itself. It's just as important. Petitioning and repentance and prayer, but above all, really just sitting in his presence. Sometimes we with nothing to say, right? Just allowing ourselves to just be engulfed in the Spirit of the Lord and to allow him to just love on us and to hug on us and to encourage us and to give us the words and the plan, right? The plan. And so in your time of prayer, whether we do it here or you do it even after this podcast, just give yourself time to just lay low in your secret space and soak in the presence of God. And listen. This is a good time to listen, to not talk. Once we're done praying and thanking God for what he's already done, because we know that he's already done that in which we have asked of him. He said, if we ask, it shall be given to us. If we seek, then we shall find. And if we knock, then the door shall be opened. And so we just believe by faith that that in which we have asked of the Lord is already done. And we wait upon the Lord. Be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that he is God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.